Liberians celebrated the end of the Ebola epidemic after the World Health Organization made it official on May 9. The focus now is to prevent the next Ebola outbreak from becoming an epidemic. Dr. David Heyman spoke about this at a conference organized by the U.S. Institute of Medicine.
In the past, a rapid, robust response which develops community engagement from the start has stopped outbreaks, and it possibly could have stopped this outbreak.
But the World Health Organization says they lacked the money to provide that kind of response. Even so, Dr. Keiji Fukuda said it did what it could.
There's been a kind of image that nothing was done in the beginning, when that is very far from the truth. Lots of people were deployed, experts were sent out in the field, communications are raised to high levels to bring notice that we are dealing with a complex situation.
Médecins Sans Frontières has been critical of the initial international response, but Dr. Armand Schrecker from MSF also said a rapid and robust response might not have made much difference.
I don't know that throwing a lot more people into the mix at the time would have changed things, because again, part of the problem was getting the community on board.
It was harder to get people to stop touching the bodies of loved ones who died from Ebola. Signs and radio announcements told people how to stop the infection from spreading. In a war-torn, impoverished country, healthcare suffers, which is one reason why Ebola exploded in West Africa, according to Dr. Peter Hotez, who spoke via Skype.
One of the reasons why we're seeing such lethal epidemics is they're occurring in countries that have incurred years of or decades of civil war, and we have had total breakdowns in public health infrastructures.
Dr. Hotez says he expects contagious diseases to reemerge with a vengeance in the Middle East, especially in Iraq and Syria, because of war and lack of basic health care. In Liberia, children are once again getting vaccinated in an effort to prevent other epidemics. And health officials are hoping Ebola doesn't again cross the border from Guinea, as it did at the beginning of the outbreak last year. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Do you need to vote in, sir? Yes, no.